This next story begins at the Vatican, at the Sistine Chapel. That's where white smoke from a chimney signaled the start of a new era in the Roman Catholic Church 1 year ago today. Outside, in St. Peter's Square, tens of thousands waited for news of a successor to Pope John Paul II.
Habemus Papam!
The new pope was Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. As Pope Benedict XVI, he has challenged and surprised many Catholics here in the United States. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
When he was chosen pope, Joseph Ratzinger was hardly an unknown quantity. As head of the Vatican's Office on Doctrine, he was the person called on to uphold church policy and discipline dissidents. As pope, many expected Ratzinger to be a stern taskmaster, one who would take tough positions and leave little room for dissenting opinions. But in that regard and in other ways, for American Catholics, Pope Benedict has been a surprise. Tom Garbach, who attends Church of the Nativity in suburban Kansas City, says Benedict showed his intellect in his first encyclical, entitled God is Love. But Garbach says he saw another side of the new pope when he was in Rome earlier this year and attended a papal mass.
He stopped as he was exiting and he reached out to a couple of children that were leaning over the guardrails and embraced him, gave him a hug and blessed them. And people were commenting that they thought that he was a little more distant from the young people, and they proved them wrong. And it was a real pleasant surprise.
It's not just his personality that has come as a surprise, but also his policies. Conservative theologians were shocked just months after Benedict's election when he held a friendly four-hour dinner meeting with one of the church's leading dissident voices, Swiss theologian Hans Küng, someone whom Pope John Paul II long refused to meet. This is not to say that liberals within the American church feel that in Pope Benedict they have an ally. In action begun before he became pope, Benedict forced the resignation of Father Thomas Rees, a well-known liberal theologian, from his editor position at the prominent Jesuit magazine, America. Nonetheless, it's conservatives in this country who have raised the most questions so far about Benedict's papal actions. Many have been disappointed with a document on homosexuality and the priesthood. In November, when it was first released, it seemed a strong statement of hardline principles. Father Rees, now with the Woodstock Theological Center at Georgetown University, says both the left and the right thought it would mean there was no place for homosexuals in the priesthood.
But then there was this big middle, which included most of the American bishops and seminary administrators, who said, no, there's still room under this document for good celibate homosexual seminarians and priests who do not make a homosexual lifestyle the be-all and end-all of their lives.
Father Richard John Newhouse, editor of the conservative Catholic magazine First Things, has also taken issue with some of Pope Benedict's personnel decisions, including his choice of former San Francisco Archbishop William Levada to head the Office on Church Doctrine. That's the highest Vatican post ever filled by an American, but Newhouse considers Levada underqualified. Despite these and other questions, Newhouse says he considers silly the emerging view that as Pope, Joseph Ratzinger has abandoned tough positions on doctrine and church policy. Newhouse praises, for example, Pope Benedict's decision to remove Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald as the church's top liaison with Muslims and other religious groups. Newhouse says under Benedict, the Catholic Church is likely to take a more hardline approach.
Islam has to deal very seriously with the question of religious freedom and civil and political rights. And in this respect, is it a substantive difference from John Paul? On the question of Islam, no, but it's certainly a different tone.
In upcoming months, Benedict will have an opportunity to strengthen ties with his flock through visits to Poland, Spain, and Germany. There's also talk about trips next year to the United States and Brazil. Perhaps the best sign that he's connecting with Catholics can be seen in the tens of thousands of people attending his weekly audiences, more in some cases than the numbers that came to see Pope John Paul II. Under Pope Benedict, the audiences aren't just appearances, but also teaching moments. As one church watcher says, people came to see John Paul, and they come to hear Benedict. Greg Allen, NPR News.